This is Akashvani Shillong, the North East News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariyat. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh, along with various dignitaries, arrived in Aizawl yesterday to attend the 21st Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, India Region Zone 3, scheduled for today and tomorrow. They were received at Lingpui Airport by Mizoram Assembly Speaker Lalbek Zama, Deputy Speaker Lalfam Kima, Lok Sabha MP Richard Van Lal Mungaya, and other officials. Today, the Lok Sabha Speaker will inaugurate the newly established archive cell at the Mizoram Legislative Assembly Library at 11 a.m. to be followed by the commencement of the CPA Annual Conference at 11:30 a.m. The Armed Forces Special Powers Act, or AFSPA, has been extended in three districts of Arunachal Pradesh and a few areas in Namsai District for 6 months, with effect from the 1st of October this year. In a notification, the Home Ministry said Tirup, Changlang and Longding districts in Arunachal Pradesh and areas falling within the jurisdiction of Namsai, Mahadevpur and Chokham police stations in Namsai district have been declared as disturbed areas. AFSPA has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and a few areas in 5 districts for 6 months. These districts are Dimapur, Newland, Chumukedima, Mon, Kipire, Noklak, Pek and Peren. A study conducted by the MSME Export Promotion Council recently has recommended a 5-pronged strategy to revive micro, small and medium units that are struggling for survival in the Northeast. According to the study conducted on the topic Revival and Development of MSMEs in the Northeast Region for Inclusive Growth, it stated that while there are around 74,000 micro, small and medium units in the Northeast, which is far below the potential, a large number of over 25% of them are in crisis, primarily owing to lack of timely availability of affordable finance, fast-changing technology and inadequate infrastructure. A school from Meghalaya Munken Christian Higher Secondary School, Ribhoi District, is being invited to participate in the second edition of the Indo-French football tournament to be held in Paris, France by the Subroto Mukherjee Sports Education Society. The Directorate of Sports and Youth Affairs, Government of Meghalaya, has congratulated the under-17 junior boys, along with the Chief Minister, Conrad K. Sangma, who said that the boys of Munken Christian High Secondary School have shown the nation a glimpse of this passion and he is happy to see them representing India in Paris. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh virtually inaugurated 2 branches of the Manipur State Cooperative Bank Limited yesterday. The Chief Minister said that due to unprecedented crisis in the state, many people have been affected and some have to live in relief camps. He asked the bank to extend every possible support to the internally displaced people being housed in various relief camps on a priority. The Chief Minister appreciated the bank for the unwavering support at the grassroots level, especially for supporting around 1,195 women self-help groups and having extended collateral-free credit worth around 17 crore rupees and around 15 crores under the start-up scheme. In the wake of rising dengue cases in the city, the Guwahati Municipal Corporation has procured 5 new thermal fogging devices to fight the menace. The newly acquired remote control devices operate on a 12-volt rechargeable battery and can be installed on any 2 or 3-wheeled vehicles. Further, the chemical tank of these devices has a holding capacity of 50 litres and can spray up to 80 litres per hour. Senior health and medical officials of GMC told the National Daily that they have extensively increased the fogging operations using these devices. Assam's famed Manas National Park and Tiger Reserve will reopen for tourists from today following the end of the monsoon closure as mandated by the Government of India. Chief Conservator of Forests and Manas Field Director C. Ramesh said the park will open for the public 6 days a week during the 2024-2025 ecotourism and will remain closed for visitors every Wednesday throughout the season in line with efforts to support conservation activities. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Avani Shillong. Have a nice day.